around 61.
HR, N4ZLK. Good evening, Mike.
Good morning, sir.
I don't often hear you on the repeater. I think maybe I've talked to you one other time, but other than hearing you on the net.
Pretty bad. I think if you hear me on the net, I talk about that all the time. I've actually had the opportunity to put a mobile and just kind of play around with it in the car a couple weeks ago. So just now getting around to where I've got some stuff hooked up. Everything's just kind of temporarily in here, and figured if I don't use my license, nobody else will. Just figured I would throw, like I said, a mobile in here. Just had the opportunity to put one in the car and finally got around to it. Over.
Sometimes it's just not feasible. There was a long time when I really wasn't active. Had one in the car for a long time, but would turn it on and just listen, but I didn't really get involved for a lot of years. But anyway, good to hear you this evening. You headed home from work?
Doing the carpool pickup drop-off, sort of the pseudo-grandparent duties for the day, so I like to joke that it's my second job. But I just dropped the kids off and headed to the house.
Grandparent duty? Congratulations.
All these are practice grandchildren because they're family friends, but really close family friends, and they don't know any difference from us and our grandparents. So we like to call ourselves their spare set of grandparents, but it gives us something to do, and like I say, we get to practice for when we actually have our own blood relative grandchildren, if that makes any sense.
And that's awesome, though. That's good you can help out. I tell you, we have three grandkids now. They all just were born pretty quick. Our oldest son has two now, two little girls, a two-year-old and a three-month-old. And our youngest son has a one-year-old, a little more than a year old. But it's a lot of fun, but boy, it still can be tiring. I'm glad we get to give them back, but I love them to death. It's a lot of fun.
Girls are, you know, typically I pick them up from school and we'll do our normal routine and just go get a snack and do their afternoon activities, dance or gymnastics or soccer or baseball or whatever they've got going on. So normally they try and stay active throughout the week, so we pick one or two days and usually just kind of help out where we can, because we remember what it was like when ours were growing up, and you know, any help at all is definitely appreciated. So you know, just get some break, you know, so she can go to the store or to the gym or just get a little bit of a break. And and again, I enjoy it. We went to the park today after their stuff, and we were over at Simpsonville. I can't even remember the name of the park. It's over off of Standing Springs Road. And they're doing construction over there, but the swing sets and stuff were still open, so I tried to wear them out as much as possible before I dropped them back off at the house. And I think they were almost asleep at the dinner table.
I enjoyed that. Yeah, I haven't been to that park near, you know, off Standing Springs in a while. I can't remember. We took our kids there a few times. I used to deliver around that area, but it's changed so much now, so much building up and growing that I know I could find my way around. I just probably wouldn't recognize anything.
My wife is a native Greenvillian, so, you know, she loves to talk about how stuff used to be, and, you know, her shortcuts, I kid her all the time, we'll take a shortcut, and she'll say, when did that neighborhood get put here? Or, you know, this road didn't used to stop here, that kind of stuff. So I kind of have to laugh every now and then, but, you know, I've lived here, goodness, I mean, when I got out of the service, we came back here, and lived here for almost 30 years now, so, but she still doesn't consider me native.
My mother is 82, she'll be 83 this November, and she came over when she was 19. She's a British citizen still, and she still talks about back home.
All the time, because, you know, when we live over here towards Five Forks, and, you know, even when we moved here 25 years ago, none of this stuff was out here. And then, of course, now it's just, like you said, any place there's, you know, a field or a farm or something that gets passed down or sold off, they put an apartment complex or a neighborhood on it. And, I mean, I was talking to my son. He moved away probably 10 years ago and comes back and visits every now and then. And I was talking to him about the construction and stuff down Woodruff Road all the way to Woodruff now, I guess. But, you know, we used to go out there and there was nothing but woods and farmland, and now it's nothing but neighborhoods and construction on the way out there. So they call it progress. I'm not sure if that's the word I would use.
To high school at Southside Christian, and they moved out Woodruff Road and right there at 14 and Woodruff in, what was it, 1985 or 86. They built the soccer field. We were playing soccer out there before the school actually opened the property there, but I would get off the 385 and turn left there, 385 in Woodruff, and it was two lanes and nothing but farmland and trees and cows, and all the way to, you know, that intersection of 14. There was a McDonald's there and a Winn-Dixie, I believe, in that shopping center, but that was about it. That Ace Hardware or whatever that hardware store is on the right, but that was about it back then.
You know, when we moved out here, I still remember Woodruff Road being two lanes right there at 385. And, you know, I remember when they went to four lanes all the way down. And, I mean, that was, gosh, a long time ago, it feels like, but it seems like just yesterday now. And, of course, you know, they've done Anderson Ridge Road now is three lanes. Or not Anderson Ridge Road, sorry, it's Batesville, between 14 and Woodruff Road. And, you know, it's helped with some of the traffic, but I tell you, every time they build a road, all it does is allow more traffic.
N4ZLK, yeah, the problem is they built all the homes first and then decided they needed more roads, but that is happening out on the other side of 385, Simpsonville. We used to live there 17 years off of West Georgia, between West Georgia and Fairview, and we moved away 5 years now. And the growth just in that 5 years since we've been gone is incredible. So I'm glad I don't have to deal with it.
Beds are grown now and are kind of spreading to the four winds. My daughter's up in Charlotte with her husband, and my son and his fiance haven't decided where they're going to be. And Angie keeps talking about where we're going to move that'll be coming. So we haven't really made that decision yet, but at some time in the near future, of course, near being relative, we may end up doing a move. But right now, we're just going to kind of stay put, I think.
You'll find a central location, and then one of them will pick up and go somewhere else. So that's just what happens. Anyway, Mike, good to hear you this evening. I'm almost where I'm going, and I'm going to call my wife real quick. I think she's about ready to go to bed. So I will give her a call and then do what I need to do. Good to hear you. You have a good evening. AK4HR, N4ZLK.
Perfect timing, because I'm about to pull up. I think it's Gary who says, in that favorite parking space of mine, right up to the house. We live on a little cul-de-sac, and I'm actually in the loop of the cul-de-sac. So definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you riding home with me, and we'll talk again soon. Tell the wife we said hello, and 73, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
4, is that okay?